In Perashat Bo, we read how God tells Moshe in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Bet, "Daber na beozne ha'am, v'yishalu ish me'et re'ehu v'isha me'et re'uta kelechesef uchle zahav." The pasuk is interpreted that God tells Moshe and says, "Please speak in the ears of the people. Let each man request of his fellow and each woman from her fellow silver vessels and gold vessels." God tells Moshe, please plead with the people that on the way out of Mitzrayim, they should take the money from the Egyptians. And all the rabbis ask, since when do you have to plead with people to take money? Everybody wants to take money. You might have to plead with them to put on tefillin or to go to the mikveh or to keep kosher. But to take money, even at the slightest hint or innuendo that the money is coming to them, they take it. You might have to plead with people to give back money, but never to take money. So what does it mean the pasuk says, daber na? So I once heard an explanation to understand this pleading that Moshe had to do with the people based on an event in history that took place after the Holocaust. After the crimes of the Germans, Yimach Shemam v'Zichram, in Nazi Germany, the World Court held the Germans guilty of war crimes and made them pay reparations of war. They had to pay money. And that money went to some of the surviving victims and their families. A lot of the money went to the State of Israel. And at the time, a lot of survivors and a lot of people, they were against accepting reparations of war from the Germans because they felt it exonerates them. By accepting the money as if we're saying, all right, you paid us, now as if you're off the hook, as if their conscience could be cleared. And they said that just because they're going to give us a couple of Mercedes-Benz for the taxi drivers in Israel, that's blood money. How can we take such money after the atrocities that they did by exterminating 6 million of our people? There's no price that can compensate such an atrocity, so they're against taking it. With this, you can understand a little, maybe, the attitude of the Jews in Egypt. They're working for 210 years. They saw their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents for over two centuries working in Mitzrayim. And now on the way out, we're going to let the Egyptians pay us off. We're going to let them give us money as if to say, all right, listen, we paid you off, forgive and forget. It's all clean now. There probably was a sentiment of Jews that said, this is blood money. We shouldn't give the opportunity of the Egyptians to exonerate themselves. We shouldn't give them a chance to clear their conscience by us accepting the money. And therefore, God had to plead with Moshe and say, plead with the people. I know this is not easy money to take. This money over here is not like lottery money or inheritance money. It's blood money. But because God promised Avraham Avinu years before that the Jews will come out with great wealth, like the pasuk says, "Va'acharechen yetzu b'rechush gadol," and afterwards the Jews will come out with great wealth, and this is referring to not only the spiritual wealth of the Torah that we received 50 days after Yitziat Mitzrayim, but it's also referring to physical monetary wealth. So to make good on that literal interpretation of God's prophecy to Abraham, he needed the people to take that money from the Egyptians, although they might have had the same reservations that the Jews in the post-Nazi era also had by taking that money.